The Human Rights Court in Accra has granted bail to the MP for Asin North, Kennedy Ejepong, who had been detained since last Monday. The bail condition is 200,000 Ghana cedis with two sureties, one to be justified. Following his continuous detention at the BNI, his lawyers filed an habeas corpus requesting the bail for the MP, whose rights they say have been violated. Here's a report by Beatrice Opong.
Mr. Ejepong, who has spent more than the stipulated 48 hours in detention, is expected to be released today. The news was received with wild jubilation by sympathizers of the MP who besieged the court premises to show solidarity. A number of leading members of the NPP were also present. Justice Kofi S.L. Mensah described the continuous detention of Mr. Ejepong as a breach of the Constitution. He said as an MP, he is deemed under the Constitution as honorable and a man of substance. The judge, who took consideration of the health conditions of the MP in granting the bail, however, ordered the police to appear in court on the 24th of this month to give reasons why the service believes Mr. Ejepong should continue to be in detention. The defense counsel said, as a sitting MP, he will show up to assist in investigations whenever needed, so there is no reason to still detain him. They said it is a mockery of justice to keep an individual for more than 48 hours. Leader of the defense team, Ni Ayikwe Otu, described granting of the bail as fair.
The point is that the Constitution gives them 48 hours within which they can restrict somebody's freedom. So the 48 hours are up. I think we are into about 72 or even beyond that now. So constitutionally, they have violated that right to keep somebody for only 48 hours. It's only fair that the court comes in, intervenes to grant him his freedom. It is the habeas corpus application is still pending. The first part is over, so we'll have to come back to court for them to justify why he should still be kept in custody.
Ni Ayikwe Otu, ending that report by Beatrice Opong.
Meanwhile, an Accra-based lawyer, David Annan, has described the bill of Mr. Ejepong as highly improper and completely untenable. He told Radio Ghana that the bail application should have been heard by three judges and not one. He said under the criminal code, a charge of treason is non-bailable. Mr. Annan spoke to Setia.
I think that is highly improper, utterly and completely untenable for the Human Rights Court to purport to transform itself into a court of three judges and to hear the matter and then to grant bail. I understand that the matter was on an application for habeas corpus. And how do you then turn that application into one where an application for bail when the substantive matter is not before that court? It is not the Human Rights Court that is going to hear the substantive matter. And therefore, it is entirely improper for that court to purport to transform itself into a court closed of competent jurisdiction and to grant bail. What I'm saying is that the court did not have the jurisdiction to grant the bail in this matter. But the problem is that once he has done that, the order has to be obeyed until it is set aside. What the police can also do is that they can release him and then rearrest him.
Under what circumstances can bail be granted?
He cannot be granted bail in these circumstances, because by section 96 clause 7, which is the criminal procedure code, treason is not an offense for which bail can be granted. That is entirely wrong. I'm also told that it was an ex parte application.
The legal education I have just this morning is that it should be three judges who can hear an application for bail when you are charged with treason. How many judges heard the case?
One judge in the Human Rights Court heard the matter, and he's not even the substantive judge.
So now, what can the Attorney General do?
The Attorney General has to file an application for certiorari to quash this decision.
And Accra-based legal practitioner David Annan talking to Setia.